big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island, and they're many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Woo!
Clifford.
Yeah, your biggest one ever.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
Hey, who was that? It looked kind of like Bruno's truck.
Maybe he brought KC with him. He's headed for the school.
Let's go see if it's him.
Whoa, what's this? Well, hello there, big guy. I remember you from my last trip to the island. Of course, you're pretty hard to forget. I know. You haven't come to see me, have you? KC, there are some friends here to see you. Okay, KC. Have a good time with your friends. I've got work to do.
Gosh, it's good to see you, KC. How long are you staying?
A couple of days.
Just a couple of days?
That's all. Bruno's painting the inside of the school. Then we're going back home.
Well, it sure is good to see you.
You have to play with me the whole time you're here.
I don't know. I've got lots of stuff to do.
What?
I'm kidding. Of course I will.
Yes!
Okay, guys, let's play ball. Let's do some passing.
I got it. Wow!
It's mine.
Got it.
Coming at you, KC.
Hey, that ball was for me, Cleo.
Pass it back to me, KC. Right back at ya.
Get it, T-Bone.
Wait a minute, Cleo. T-Bone and I are playing too, you know.
Oops. Sorry, Clifford. Here.
Thanks.
Here, KC. Get it.
Boy, Cleo really likes KC, doesn't she?
Yeah, she sure does. Let me try.
Just relax and say, I can do this. Works every time.
Okay, I can do this.
Where did you learn to do that, KC? Did Bruno teach you? Mrs. Diller teaches me tricks sometimes. I'll show you what she taught me.
I did it! I did it! All right, T-Bone. Did you see it?
Gosh, T-Bone, Cleo was showing me a trick, and I missed it. I'm really, really sorry.
Oh.
It's okay, Casey, isn't it, T?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, let's go see if Mrs. Diller has some snacks for us to eat.
Great! I'm hungry!
Wait, I want to try Casey's trick.
Later, Clifford. Casey is hungry. Come on!
Come on, guys! Looks like it's time to go home, guys. Thanks for a great day.
We'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Hey, the street fair's tomorrow. Let's all go play at the fair.
Sounds great.
I'll take you to all my favorite places, Casey.
We'll all meet on the library lawn in the morning, okay?
Sounds great to me. See you guys tomorrow.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to spend the whole day with Casey tomorrow.
We'll be there too, Cleo.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure, I know. But you're always here. Casey is special. I'm gonna go say goodbye again.
I don't think she'd notice if we were there tomorrow or not, Clifford.
Hey, Cleo. I thought we were meeting later at the library.
We are, but let's you and I go up to the lighthouse first. Remember how much you liked it the last time?
What about Clifford and T-Bone?
We got lots of time before we're supposed to meet them.
Wouldn't they like to come with us?
It's okay. They've been to the lighthouse a gazillion times. Come on!
Let's go!
Hey, Clifford! Sorry I'm late. I walked Sheriff Lewis to work this morning.
That's okay, T-Bone. Casey and Cleo aren't even here yet.
They aren't?
I'm sure they'll be here soon.
Yeah, they'll be here soon.
Tell me if I'm going too fast for you, Casey. Casey, where are you? Casey, are you in there? Whoa!
Race you to the top!
You can race me, but you can't beat me!
Do you see them? They must be on their way, T-Bone.
Nope, I don't see them.
Maybe they forgot about meeting here and went straight to the fair.
Or maybe they forgot about us.
Oh, I don't think so, T. Let's go to town and see if we can find them.
Ha-ha! I beat ya!
Only by a nose.
It sure was fun coming up here.
And it was extra special because you're here.
Thanks. I like playing with you, Cleo.
You do? Thanks.
I like playing with Clifford and T-Bone, too. Gosh, it's getting late. I hope we didn't miss meeting them.
It's okay. They won't be mad.
I hope not. Come on, let's run. Maybe we can still catch them.
I'm right behind ya.
I was afraid we'd be late, Cleo. We shouldn't have gone up to the lighthouse this morning.
Eh, it's okay. They probably just went into town.
Let's go look for them.
Okay. And if we don't find them, you and I can play, and I'll just explain everything to them later.
That wouldn't be very nice.
It's okay, really.
No, Cleo, it's not okay.
What do you mean?
It's not okay. We said we'd meet them, then we showed up late.
But they won't be mad.
Cleo, Clifford and T-Bone are your best friends, and they're my friends too. That's not the way friends treat each other.
But I see them all the time. I want to spend time with you.
How would you like it if they did the same thing to you?
I wouldn't like it at all. In fact, I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah, you have to take care of your friends, or you could lose them.
Lose Clifford and T-Bone? Gosh, that would be the most horrible, worst thing ever.
There they are, T-Bone. I knew they'd come. Yeah!
Clifford, T-Bone, I'm sorry.
Sorry about what, Cleo?
Everything. You guys are my best friends, and I haven't been very nice to you at all.
Well, you did kind of hurt our feelings.
Yeah. It seemed like we weren't as important to you as KC.
No, you guys are really important to me. I know that if I don't take care of my friends, I could lose them. And I would never want that to happen.
Don't worry, Cleo. We're not going anywhere, are we, Clifford?
Nope, we sure aren't.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, enough of this mushy stuff. I thought you guys were gonna take me to the fair.
Right, so let's go.
Woo-hoo, let's go!
Let's go!
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Bouncing Bubbles. One sunny day, Speckle and his friends were blowing bubbles. They tried to see who could make the most unusual bubble, or who could make the most bubbles at once. Then Speckle took a blade of grass, twisted it into a circle, and made a gigantic bubble. The bubble grew over Speckle, picked him right off the ground, and carried him away. Speckle floated over the meadow and saw all of its flowers through his shiny bubble ball. Then a flower petal touched the bubble, and it popped. Speckle dropped right into a patch of green, soft grass. It was a perfect landing, and everyone agreed Speckle had created the best bubble of them all. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun? Weather friend.
Catch us if you can, Clifford.
Whoa! Where are you? There you are! Tag, you're it.
Sorry, Clifford. You have to touch us to tag us. Come on, T.
Hey, wait!
Clifford?
Whoa!
What is all that stuff that Jetta has, Mac?
Stuff for school.
Oh, yeah. It's time for school to start again.
Yep. And it's also time for the back-to-school picnic at Jetta's house. The smells, the food scraps that people drop. Ha, and Aunt Sandy the butcher. She always brings me the biggest, juiciest bones in the world. Oh, I cannot wait till this afternoon. What was that?
I think it was thunder.
Looks like it's going to rain.
Rain? It can't rain. The back-to-school picnic is today.
Well, I could be wrong.
Yeah, it probably won't rain.
Oh, I hope not.
Whoa, there it goes again.
Oh, I can't believe it's gonna rain.
You really want to go to that picnic, don't you, Mac?
It's one of my very favorite things of the whole year.
Then I wish there was some way we could stop it from raining.
Hey, maybe Cleo knows of a way to stop it. Hey, Cleo! Cleo, are you in there? Cleo, come on out.
Not right now, T-Bone. In a minute. Oh, easy. Whoa.
Cleo, is that you in there?
Yes, T-Bone. It's me.
What are you wearing, Cleo?
A raincoat. Mrs. Diller says I need it because it's going to rain.
It just can't rain. Oh, not today.
It already is.
Well, we've got to stop it. We've just got to.
What's wrong with Mac?
Today's the back-to-school picnic at Jetta's house, and they won't have it if it's raining.
This rain is gonna spoil everything. It's gonna get the ground all muddy. You cannot have a picnic when the ground is all muddy. Someone has to do something.
Okay, I will. Don't worry, Mac. I won't let the ground get muddy.
Whoa, wait a minute, T-Bone. What are you doing?
Catching rain. If the rain doesn't hit the ground won't get muddy. And if the ground isn't muddy, the back-to-school picnic can go on.
It's a nice idea, T-Bone, but I don't think you can catch all the rain.
Oh, yeah, probably not. Sorry, Mac.
Thanks for trying, T-Bone, but it's hopeless. The picnic is never going to happen.
Don't give up, Mac. Hey, maybe the weatherman can make it stop raining.
The weatherman?
Yeah, you know, the guy on TV.
You guys think the weatherman is the one who makes it rain?
Well, whenever he says it's going to rain, it rains. So he must have something to do with it.
So, let's go talk to him and see if he can make the rain stop.
Wow, it's him.
We're going to get plenty of rain, rain, rain here on Birdwell Island today.
A real TV star.
We have to get his attention and ask him if he'll stop the rain.
I know how to make him look at us.
Great idea, T-Bone.
Sorry, folks. There are some dogs howling outside the studio. What's all the howling about, guys? Don't you like this rain? Sorry, I'm just a weatherman. I can only talk about the weather. I can't change it. Well, I'm afraid no one can change the weather, unless you dogs know of a way to get rid of those big rain clouds in the sky. That's where the rain comes from. Now you guys better get home before it really starts pouring.
Silly rain clouds. It's all their fault that my picnic will be canceled.
Maybe we could blow those clouds away. That would stop the rain.
We can't blow those clouds away. They're too big.
You can't, but maybe I can.
I hope this cloud blowing works so the picnic can go on.
Let me see if I can reach any of these clouds. Hey, it's not raining above this cloud. I think this just might work.
Great.
See what you can do, Clifford.
Here I go.
Go, Clifford, go! Blow, Clifford, blow!
You can do it, Clifford! I don't think this is going to work either. There's just no way to stop the rain.
Give it one more try, Clifford, for Mac!
Uh-oh. I think you broke the cloud, Clifford.
You cannot break a cloud, T-Bone. Oh, it was just time for it to pour, and now the picnic is ruined.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Mac. I really tried.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, Mac. I know you really wanted to go to the picnic.
We wish we could have helped.
Thanks, guys. I am disappointed about the picnic, but it was really terrific the way you all tried so hard to stop the rain. Thanks to all of you for being such good friends.
This is a great place to have the back-to-school picnic, Clifford.
Yeah, your doghouse is almost as big as Jetta's yard.
Has anyone seen Cleo?
There she is.
Hi, guys. Boy, is it ever raining out there.
Whoa. Hey!
Oops, sorry. Nice picnic, Mac.
Thanks. I can't wait till Aunt Sandy gets here with my big bone.
Do you think Aunt Sandy can help me get this raincoat off?
Oh, look, Emily Elizabeth. Doesn't Cleo look cute? She sure does. Oh, I just love her raincoat. It makes her look absolutely adorable.
She does look cute.
I'm going to get Mac one just like it. You should get one for Clifford, too, Emily Elizabeth.
Oh, I do look pretty cute in this thing, don't I?
Hey, where's my favorite puppy dog, Mac? Where is he? There you go, big fella. Enjoy. Now, where's my beautiful niece, Jetta?
Boy, this is so good. Too good to be eaten alone.
You know, I knew I looked good in this raincoat. I just didn't know how good.
Come on, you guys. Come and help me eat this bone, will ya?
Really? Wow!
Thanks, Mac.
That's really nice of you, Mac.
Well, you guys were pretty nice to me today. And that made me feel very special. And that's why I want to share this bone with the best friends a dog could ever have.
Everyone, let's play.
Clifford and I know that it's nice when friends play together, and nice when they work together, too. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is work together.
What What a great day!
Yep, but it's time to go home now, so we better clean up.
It's gonna take forever to clean this up.
No, it won't. Not if we all work together to get it done.
That didn't take long at all.
And it was kind of fun, too.
It's always nice when friends work together. It gets the job done in no time at all. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is work together.